What about Misha Zimin Etzlei Orchim? Let's say you invited some guests over to your son Yom Tov. Now these guests come from outside the Tchum. You have a guest, a man there of Tchumim. See, Mamish walked to your house 3,000 amas away. You cannot walk to his house, but he's allowed to walk to your house. And you invited him over now. Halacha is after the Suda, he wants to take some goodies home. He wants to take the dessert home with him. Is lo yalicham biyadam monos. He's not allowed to take nothing home with him. A pashta svara. Because the fruit belongs to you living here in L.A. You didn't make an Erev Tchumim. You could only walk 2,000 amas. I, your friend, the guest, could walk 3,000 amas, but the food goes after the owner. Since the owner can't walk more than 2,000 amas, the food can't go further either. El im kem zochol lehem in oisayim Erev Yom Tov. Unless you were mazaka, the food is portions to your friend, Erev Yom Tov. Like you knew you gave it, you knew your friend's coming to you. And Erev Yom Tov, you had a mind to be mazaka to him. But since you're mazaka to him, it looks like it belongs to him. So then it's very good. Wherever his shvisa is, that's as far as this food could go. So if he could walk 3,000 amas with an Erev Tchumim, he's allowed to take this food home with him, because he owns the food now by Erev Yom Tov. So to Gemara, Itma, we learned like this. Ha mafkid teiras etza chaveri. If somebody was mafkid, I stored my fruits by you. Reuven stored his fruits by Shimon before Yom Tov. So now the locher is on Yom Tov. How far can these fruits go? Rav Amarav says, Kirag le mi shefkiduloi. Rav says it goes boss to Shimon right now. Since Shimon is the Shomer HaTikdash, and he's the one that's watching, he's watching Reuven's fruits. So since he's the Shomer now, it's called like in his Rishus, just like as far as Shimon could go, that's as far as these fruits can go. Or Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, no, Kirag le hamafkid. No, you go after the owner. Reuven owns these fruits. True, he gave it over to Reuven, to Shimon, to watch it for him. But since Reuven owns it, you go after Kirag le hamafkid. That's the Machlokes. When he gave over your fruits for somebody else to watch, who's kind of shvisa? By the watcher or by the owner? So Mar says, Leima, let's say Ravu Shmuel the Yozla Tamayu. Both Ravu Shmuel goes according to the way they learn the Machlokes and Baba Kama. It's not, we learn the Machlokes and Baba Kama. Im hich nas brishus. Let's say I own a chotzer, I own my backyard, and I tell my friend Shimon, you have a right to come into my backyard. And he has a big horse he has a big cow with him. He comes in with his animals. Titnan, im hichnas brishus, if Reuven gave Shimon brishus to come with his animals, halachah is balachot zechayiv. When Reuven says come in, he meant to say come in and now watch your animals. So even if Shimon goes away now, whatever happens to his animals, Reuven is chayiv. Reuven, it's in your chutzah now. When you said come in, you meant to say come in and I'll watch you. Rebbe Yom Rebbe says no. Liyoylom ein chayiv. No, the owner right now, Reuven, is not chayiv if Shimon Shor does some damage. Ach yekabel olo balabayis lishma. Until the owner says clearly, bring in your animals and I'll also watch it. But Rebbe holds that the person just said bring your animals in, I just mean to say bring them in, but you have to watch them. If your animal damages my food, you'll have to pay me. That's what Rebbe holds. It's only if the Balabas says beferish and speaks out, come in and I'll watch your animal, then I'm chayim. But if not, you're chayim. Now, v'yomer Rav Huna, Rav Huna said, Amar Rav, that Rav said, Halacha kedivrei chachamim. The halacha is like the chachamim. To say what? That when I, minastam, when I say come in, I mean come in and I'll watch it for you. Minastam, that's what it means. That's what Rav says. So you see the what? That when I give it over to Pikadin, somebody to watch it, it's in your rishus. It's like mamish is yours now. That's why when you said I could bring my animals into your, and when I said bring your animals into my rishus, now I'm the shomer. I have to watch it. It's like mine. That's why Rav also says when I give my parrot to somebody else to watch, you know who's kind of shrisa, the watcher, because it's in your rishus now. That's what Rav holds. Who Shmuel Amar Shmuel says no. Halacha ki Rebbe. Shmuel said halacha is like Rebbe. That minastam, when I tell you, I'm ashamed, I tell you, come into my rishus, I don't mean to say I'll watch it for you. I just mean you could use it, but not that it's mamish in my rishus. So that's why Shmuel says here also, when I give you my parents to watch, it's still called in my rishus and the owner's rishus. Samara says no. This is Mar says first, Yelema, let's say, Rav the Yom HaKarabonin. Rav that says, Ovie Karagli, Mishafkidu, by the Shomer goes according to the Rabonin. That whenever you said come in, you meant to say come in, I'll be the shamer, I'll watch it, it's on my responsibility. Oh, Shmuel the Yom HaKarebi, Shmuel that says no, that the owner still has the shvisa, even though Reuven gave away his parents to Shimon to watch, and now they're by Shimon's house, still they belong to the owner, therefore the owner has the right to take as far as he can walk. Holds like Rebbe that says when I tell you to come in, I don't mean I'll watch it, it's still in the owner's rishus, The owner has to take care of it. Tomorrow says no. Omalach Rav, Rav answers back and says like this. Ano di amri afil Rebbe. I'll tell you, me myself, Rav, I can even say according to Rebbe Svara. There's Rav that says here by Peres, that when I give my fruits to a Shaima to watch it, the halacha is it goes after the Shaima. The watchman, he's the one that has the Shrisa. So Rav says, I even go like Rebbe Svara. That Rebbe Svara is not like that, that the owner still has to watch his animal. Why? Because Ad can like come Rebbe Hossam. Rebbe only said a Svara over there. Ella, Dibistama, Lekubal El Nitirusay. That's a Svara. Even though I gave you permission to bring your animals into my backyard, but I didn't mean that I'll watch them. Of course I want you to watch them. Then Astama, I just give you Stama, I just say to you, come in. I mean, you have the right to come in. But of course I want you still to watch your animals. I don't want to have the Achrayas to watch them. Abul Hocha, but over here, for Kibul El Nitirusay. But over here, what happened over here? Here I gave my fruits to Shimon to watch. And Shimon accepted upon himself to watch my fruits. He's a Shimon Pekodim right now. So since Shimon accepted upon himself to watch my fruits, Nageyat Tchumim, who has the right to take it? The Shimon, it's by him right now. So therefore Shimon has the right to take it as far as he could walk, not Reuven. Because Reuven, the owner, like, gave up his ownership already. Not didn't give it up completely, but just that Reuven gave it over to the Shimer. And the Shimer accepted to watch the Paris. So when he accepted to watch the Paris, we see it by you now. Since it's by you, you have to watch it. You have the Chayas on it, so therefore you could take it as far as you want to go. Rebbe only said a Svara that when I tell somebody, come into my backyard, all I mean to say is, come in. That's all. But I don't mean to say I'll watch it, because I don't want to watch it. But where the person says the Paris by the Paris, I'll watch your Paris, even Rebbe is made it in your Rishus now. The Shem has the right to use it. So therefore, Rav will go according to everybody. Vaita Shmuel. Shmuel says not like that. Shmuel says that when I give my fruits to somebody to watch, it's still called in the owner's possession. The owner still has the right to take it as far as he could walk. Why? So Shmuel says, Shmuel Amar, Ano di Yam Rafim Rabbanim. I tell you, I could even go according to the Rabbanan Shita. It says over there, Minastam, when I tell you to come to my backyard, I mean to say, come in and I'll watch it. Because I can't like come to Rabbanan Hossam Elo, the Nishim Eli Yinish, the Nakem, to read the Shusay, the Rahosha, that when the Rabbanan Hossam, the owner of the house, told his friend, come in. And coming in means, Minastam, come in and I'll watch it for you. So if you get such an invitation, and the guy's nicha, gesundheit, do you want to take my animal into your house, and you watch it for me, 100%, I agree with you, 100%. If you get an invitation to bring your animal to somebody's house, and they'll watch it for you, gesundheit, avada the owner is nicha, that you should watch it. So that's the Rabbanan Svara over there. When Reuven invites his friend, come in and leave your animals here, and Reuven meant to say, I'll watch it for you, Pshita, the owner, says, Gzuntet Reuven, take over charge, it's all under you. If it breaks anything, you're full. Breaks your house down, don't bother me. He's Nicha. The Mazik Lay Mechayah, because if my show doesn't come and break down your house, I'll be put there, I'm very happy. I don't want to have to pay you back the money. Abul Hocham over here, where the owner gives over his fruits to a Shema to watch it. Me nichel el yinish to lekem perib yeshusa de chavrei. Am I happy about this fact that now on Yom Tov, if I want to take back my paris on Yom Tov, I'm not going to be able to take it as far as I can go? The owner is not happy with that. So the owner, for sure, even though the owner gave his fruits for Shimon to watch it, he only meant, Shimon, you do me a favor, watch it. Somebody should need it; it shouldn't get stolen. But of course, negayat hilcha shvisa, if I want to take my parents back in Yontif, and take it with me, with my tchum, with my erev tchumim, to go 3,000 amas that way, of course I want to still do it. So if it was told in the das, balabayis, when you give him permission to come into your house, the balabos says, nicha, you take over, 100%. But here, when the owner gives over your fruits for shayma to watch it, he doesn't want to lose his kayach of shvisa to be able to take it wherever he wants. He still wants to be able to take the fruit where he can go. So therefore, that's Shmuel Svara, that the owner still has the right to take the fruits as far as he can go. Tanam, we learned in our Mishnah, V'im Erev, V'im Orev, Hu, Marav Hu, Peresav Kamo. Here's the middle case of the Mishnah. But let's say you have your fruits in San Diego. You live in L.A. And you have your fruits in San Diego. And you made an Erev Tchumim to go to San Diego. So Lachar is then, you're allowed to take your fruits back with you. So now, Ziyam, if you tell me now, Kiragli Mishav Kidu Etzlov, you can tell me now, like Rav Svara, that this person, Reuven, living in L.A., he left his Paris by Shimon living in San Diego. So if you tell me now that the Paris is kind of Shvisa by Shimon in San Diego, Kiyarav Hu, even if Reuven made an Erev Tchumim to be able to walk there, my heavy, how does it help? Rav says the Shvisa now is kind of by the Shomer. So since it's in San Diego, you have to go boss to the people living in San Diego. And if that person didn't make an Erev Chumim, you can't carry the fruits back to L.A. See, Morantz on Rav Huna, Amri Beirav, Atein HaRav's going to have to learn Shana Mishnah, HaGoyin Shiyachar, the Kerem Zovis. Even though you gave your fruits to the Shomer there in San Diego to watch it, but you had it set aside in a special room, in a special corner. So since you had it set aside in a separate corner, it's not really considered in the Shomer's Rishus. Like, you have it separate as if to say, that corner is in my house still. So you really meant to say it still belongs to you. So in such a case, even Rav will be moider, it goes after the Bailim. Rav only says, if I give it over to the Shomer, I didn't put it away in any place special in his house. Wherever the Shomer lives and goes, he has a right to take the fruits. Then it's by the Shomer. But where the owner put away a special corner where it should be, it's still considered by the owner. Toshima, could be another raya. Then Mishnah says then, Misha Zimin Esle Orchim, if you invite some friends over to the house on Yom Tif, you invited them before Yom Tif, and they're coming Chutz Tichum, they're coming from San Diego. It's a loch ala yelichem biyodemonish. When they go home, they can't take portions of food home, because it's your food. They can't be taken further than you can go. You can't go to San Diego. Now then, it's a loch ala yelichem biyodemonish. It says, unless you now will mezaka this food to them, Erev Yom Tif. So Lamaisa, even if you will mezaka the food to them, Erev Yom Tif, so where is the food now? The food is in L.A. in your house now. The food is by you. And even if you're mezaka this food before Yom Tov, you belong to your friend Shimon in San Diego, well, the rice is food by you. You're the Shimon Kodesh. The food is by you. So according to Rav, he says, yo, we have to show her. Even if I can pack it in before Yom Tov, how can he take it home with him? True, he owns it, but at the beginning of Yom Tov, it was in my house in L.A. If you go boss to the Shimon, the Shimon can't walk to you. You can't take it home. V'yamr, if you tell me now, Kiragle Mishef Kidu Etzla, you always go boss of the Shomer, who's watching the food, Ki Zochalem, even if the Bala boss Reuben living in L.A. now, was Mazak with Ayadayacha with somebody else, Erev Yom Tov, that the food belongs to Shimon, living in San Diego. But Lamaisa, the food is in L.A. here, so I'm a Shomer now, my heavy. Why does it help? Since you're the Shomer in L.A., it goes after you in L.A. And you in L.A., you don't have an Erev Tchumim to walk to San Diego, the food should not be able to go home. The Gemara, Hakinami, the Kivon Shezochalem, Ayayacher, Kemishi Yachalek, Karen Zavazdomi. How about it to Svarim? Since here before Yom Tov, you went and took the trouble and you're mazakirit, you gave it over to someone to make a Mashiachim, to give it to your friend in San Diego, it's as if you set aside a corner for the person in San Diego and it's considered it's completely in the Rishus of that Shimon living in San Diego. It's not called like a regular Shomer. Since the Shomer went so far here now to me, to Mezakir, to Shimon, it's as if it belongs to Shimon now. The boy is saying, another parrot says, Poshit Zochashani, like here, since the owner in L.A. went before Yom Tov to Megaladas to make a Kenyan, to give it over to Shimon, we see clearly you mean that Shimon should own it. So therefore, Poshit, like Zochah here for sure, the Shvisa, even though really the food belonged to you, but you, like we had said before, we know 100% you give it over to the Roya tomorrow, it belongs to the Roya, the Shrisa. So here also, since you're a Mazakir to him, Erev Yom Tov, you know for sure you're going to give it to him tomorrow, it's kind of Shrisa by him. Rav Chonin Bachani Loi, Tolo Bisra Be'ivra the Dosha. Rav Chonin Bachani Loi had meat hung at the top of his door. He had a pole, a hook there, and he had meat hung there. Rashi says, Tola Bisra Biavra the Dosha, the Besosh Bezichna, he was by an inn. She Nostal Loi Tavcheir Maboy Joim, the butcher store there, sent meat to Rav Chani Loi, Erev Yom Tov. Vuoye Ben Ir Acheres, he belonged in a different city. Shemarvin Loi Lovulakan. No, he didn't come to the city yet. He was going to go to this inn. So before Yom Tov, they send the meat to the inn, to hung on the top of the door there. That when he gets there on Yom Tov, he'll be able to eat this meat. That was the Maisa. Again, Rav Chonin Bachin Eloi told Abis will be able to dosha. Rav Chonin Bachin Eloi that was living in another city, was coming to another city on Yom Tov from an Erev Tchumim. And when he got there, there was meat there set aside for him. His Osla Kaim Rav Huna, he went, he asked Rav Huna now, Mestama, can he take the meat home with him now or not? So he answered him back, Omale, Iyat Tolis Zil Shokl, if you were the one that hung up the meat, so then like it belonged to you, so you could take it home with you. It goes boss to you, you could take it home with you. V'yinu tolu l'chol, but if they hung up the meat, the butcher hung up the meat, not you, lo tishko, you can't take it home. So the avamina is, it's a shayla for taking a chus to tchumanat. If they hung it up, so you weren't kind of shvisa, it goes after their shvisa. So since they didn't make an Erev Chumim, only you made the Erev Chumim, you can't take it home with you. But if you hung it up, it's like it belonged to you at the beginning of the Yom Tif, then you could take it home with you like Sin Yerushas. That's the Havamin here. So Mariah Sakasha now, V'iyu Tola, Mishokal, if he hung it up, does he have a right to take it home? V'yar Rav Huna, Talmud of Rav Hevi. Rav Huna is a Talmud of Rav. V'yama Rav says, Karagli, Mishafkidu Etzloi. Now, even though you hung it up there, but the Maisa, it's in the innkeeper's house now. See, he's the Shermit Pekodim right now. See, even though you own the meat, but it's by the Shermit Pekodim right now. It's in the innkeeper's house. So it should go bust of the innkeeper. And the Gemara is Shana Yorv with the Dosha, the Kemishi Yachla Keren Zav is Dummy. Again, since you hung it up on top of the door as a special place, it's as if it was set aside specially for you. See, even though it's in the Shermit's house, but still you have a special corner there, we still see it as if it's yours. Therefore, you have a right to take it home with you. Oh, Malay Rav Hillel, the Rav Ashi, Rav Hillel, yes, Rav Ashi. V'inu tolalei. But if the other butchers, if they were the ones that came to hung up the meat here, lo shokel, then you can't take it home. Even though they knew before Yom Tov they hung up this meat for you, they knew you were coming on Yom Tov, and they went to hung up the meat for you, you say you can't take it home, you like not kerner it. It doesn't go boss to your shvisa, it goes boss to the butcher shvisa. Is that true? I've all my Shmuel, he had before Shmuel said, shor shopitim, a shor that belongs to a person that fattens the shor and sells them. In other words, you're a salesman. Your job is to take young oxes and fatten them and then sell them to people. Halacha is a rehu karagli kolodim. Whoever comes and takes it from you on Yom Tif, that person has a right to take it home. Why? Because since before Yom Tif, you knew you had in mind that whoever wants to come and take it could come and take it. It's as if you said before Yom Tif, whoever wants to take it in your reshus. So here also, since the butchers came before Yom Tif and hung up the meat, Almanas that Rav Chana Bachiloi should have it on Yom Tif, for sure he should be kind of shvisa, should belong to him. So even if they hung it up, he should be allowed to take it home. Another question now. Omale Ravin Ravashi, V'yinu Tolalei, Leshokal, if the butchers hung up the meat before Yom Tif, you want to send Rav Chinaloi, you cannot take it home with him, and he's not kind of shvisa. Ayviyoma Rabba Vavachona Omrab Yechanin, Halacha Kri Abdoisa, V'pasma Lev Abdoisa. That Rav Abdoisa before said, that if you only have one roya, one shepherd in the city, so since you know for sure the shepherd's going to get it, the shepherd's kind of the shvisa. Like here also, since the meat was set aside, we know for sure this meat is going to go to Rav Chinaloi, the butchers hung it up special for him, so he should be kind of shvisa. So why do you say if they hung up the meat, Rav Chinaloi was not kind of shvisa, why not? It was set aside, we know for Rav Chana Bar Chinaloi, we know for sure he's going to get it, he should be kind of shvisa. And weiter, Omele Rav Ashle Rav Chana, V'yin, another third question like, V'yin Utole, if they, the butchers, hung up this meat, you want to say now, Loi shokol that Rav Chana Bar Chinaloi cannot take it home, V'yotanan, we learn clearly, Habehema v'hakelim kiragli abaylim. No, the animals and the kelim go after the owner's possession. In other words, here, if they hung it up, they hung it up for Rav Chinaloi. They were mazakir to him. He owns it. He's the baylim. So since he's the owner, why can't he take it home with him? It's not, they're not really a shayma now. Their mom is giving it over to him. They want him to be kiner it. So why can't he take it home? And Rashi says, V'chivon d'letzorka itolo, the end of the first big line, kiragli abaylim. V'chivon d'letzorka itolo, since they hung it up for him to take it home, Shom, heavy le'il b'ilim, he's like the owner of the meat now. So what do you say if they hung up the meat? He cannot take it home. Why not? The meat l'maisa belonged to him from before Yom Tov. So it should be kind of shvisa by him. Just like he could walk home, he'd be an Erev Chumim, he should be able to take the meat home also. To Gemara says, Enechanami, what he meant to say that they can't take it home was for a different reason altogether. Moran says, Elo, Shani Rav Chana Bachan Eloi. There's a difference between Rav Chana Bachan Eloi. The Gaba Rabu is a great person. The Torah B'Shemayit, he's always very sick of learning. He has no time to worry to see if the meat is kosher or not, if a guy didn't come and change the meat. He's busy learning. This is what he meant to say. If you're the one that took the meat from the butcher and hung it up, so you have a simon, then you still know later. This is the same meat that you took. You didn't take your mind away from it. Zil Shokul, go take it home. In other words, since you have a simon here, so we're not afraid like Bosesh in a Solomon Ayin. That's Allah here. Amol, if you have meat that you lost count of it, we have to be afraid maybe your guy came and took the meat and put there in the veil instead. And the meat you're taking now is in the veil, it's trash, you can't use it. That's what he meant to say. If you were the one that took the meat from the butcher and you hung it up there, so you had a siman, a stomach, you saw the meat, you knew how it looked like, or you hung it up a special way. So since you have a siman, if you come back later and you see it's the same place, the same siman, then you're allowed to take it home. If they were the ones that hung it up for you, then you for sure took away your mind from watching it the whole time, because you're interested in learning, and you didn't have a siman on it. Therefore, you don't have a right to take it home, because it's like Bosa Shina Salamanai. Rash says, you didn't have in mind then. They're not so nizer about your things. So since you didn't do it yourself, Mistama, you don't have a simin, you don't know exactly what it is. So the reason why it's lost it was a new aloch of Bosa Shina Salaminai. So the Mishnah Baita. Ein mashkin v'shrechtenetha medaboris. If you have an animal that lives out in the midbar, lives outside, it's like muksa, therefore you're not allowed to wash it down on yontif, and you can't shecht it on yontif. Because it's muksa. Avo mashkin v'shrechtenetha baisois. But I will see in the Gemara what's called midbarius, what's called baisois, means animals that live at home. Animals that live home, they come home at night, so they're not muksa. You have in mind, maybe you want to shecht it on yontif. Therefore, the lachmi is allowed to wash it down before yomtiv, and you're allowed to shecht it on yomtiv. Elu hein baises. What's called baises? Animals that are not muksa live at home. Halonois beir, that live in the city. They sleep in the city. Midborius. What's called midborius? Halonois beifer. They live out in the pasture in the fields. They don't sleep home at night. They sleep out in the fields. Therefore, you don't have in mind they're called muksa. So the Gemara. Lomali lemeim mashkin v'shoichin. What does the Mishnah have to say about watering down the animal? Who's talking about watering down the animal? You say, either you can shecht it, you can't shecht it. Either it's muksa, it's not muksa. Like, the main purpose here to do is you want to shecht the animal. So I should have said, midbori is not muksa, you can't shecht it. Baisas are not muksa, you could shecht it. Why does it have to say, mashkin, water it down? So Gemara says like this. Mashkin means let it drink water, not some water it down. Mashkin means let the animals drink water before you make the shechita. So Gemara says, milsa agav rucha kamashpan. It wants to teach us something special. Milsa agav rucha, let us hear something special. That the lishke inish behemtoi, a person should always make sure his animals drink water. For ho the lishke, and then go to shecht it. Mishum sircha de moshcha. Because then there won't be any circles involved. There will be less trials of trephus. Then the lungs don't stick too much to the side. So therefore, the lungs won't have a sircha. Like this is one of the trephus is that the lungs may stick to the side. When you pull out the lung, it may rip, may make a sircha. So it's made to toiva to make sure to let the animal drink water before the shechita. The mushroom could be skin. It's easy to skin the animal that way. If they drank beforehand, just the skin comes off easy that way. So it's good to let it drink water beforehand. You'll be able to pull the skin off much easier. Tana Rabbanan, look at the price like this. Elohein midborius, Elohein baisus. This is called the midborn animal that's muksa. This is called a home one that's not muksa. Midborius, what's called animal that lives outside, called shayyots of the Pesach. They go out, they leave home, Pesach time, for royas b'eifer. And they mamish live out in the fields, for nechnosas b'rviya rishoyna. They come home the first rain season. That's when they come home. That's called midborius. The Elohein baisus, what's called animal that live home, that's not, you have your mind on them, they're not muksa. Called shayyots, they go out for royas, kustetchum. They attack a go out chustatchum, or boyus falonis patrechatchum. At night time, they come home and sleep pretty close home. Not that the mamash have to come to your house, but they come toichatchum, that's called already, you have your mind on them. Rabbi says no. Elu v'yelu baises, both of these are called baises, they're both not muksa. Since they come home at least sometimes. Elo baises hein. Elo elu hein midboris. Know what's called midboris that are muksa, you don't have your mind on them. Kol sheyoit says v'royis b'yefim. The animals that go out to pasture in the fields and stay there. They don't come home at all. Not in the summer, not in the winter. They don't come home at all. That's called muksa. But any time they come home throughout the year, it's not called muksa, then you're allowed to shecht them on yomtiv. Freddie Gemaro, me still a Rebbe muksa. Like Rebbe is the one that just said this hezber, so he's explaining what's called vices, what's called midborius, mashmi holds when you say the muksa. And the animals that live far away don't come home. You don't have your mind on them. The muksa you can't use it. Is it true? For boy menei Reb Shimon bar Rebbe merebi. Reb Shimon bar Rebbe yes the shalach from Rebbe. Psile tomorrow. Rashi says psile tomorrow means these are dates. Tomorrow mshenim is vashtos bila. These are dates on the tree that don't become ripe on the tree. They never become ripe. The goyim v'noisam, what people do is you gather together, in the yilim off the tree, v'yoysen lehem choyselis, you make a special type of a basket, hang kli kupois tomorim, v'choytzen nois l'teichen mazbashkois. You have to put a lot of them away in a special basket, made out of the palm leaves, and then they become ripe. That's what you have to do with them. That's called psilei tomorim. These are dates that don't become ripe on the tree itself. You have to put it off in a basket, and then they become ripe. Is Rav Shimon Mal? What's the law according to Rav Shimon? Trashi lechem and biyomtav. Are they muktzah or not? Could eat from it or not? Omalei, so Rebbe answered back. Ain muktzah le Rav Shimon. There's no yes to muktzah according to Rav Shimon. Ela gregrus smukim bavad. Only cases like gregrus smukim means is like raisins. That first it was grapes. You put it